has two daughters named Alexis.
Oh, wow.
One's a foster child. Very nice people. And four kids been hanging around me painting all weekend, and I've had a blast, and they have had, too. But I asked them after a while, I'm going, wait a minute. You guys have an Alexa? And they go, yes. I said, okay, what's been going on with Alexa and the Alexa citizens? They said they had to change Alexa's name.
Oh, okay.
They said Alexa was answering constantly every time somebody said Alexa's in the house. And they said it was getting kind of insane. So that's the first time I've come across that. And gosh. These people that have them things listening to you all the time is all I got to say.
That's right.
You guys drive careful today. It's really, really wet out here. See you later.
See you later, Red Top. Love that guy.
Second hour of news and views from 9 till noon. Here on a Tuesday, coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a bid to speed production of a single-dose COVID vaccine, drug maker Merck reportedly set to team up with Johnson & Johnson to manufacture the J&J vaccine. That, according to a Biden administration official, an official announcement expected later today from President Biden. Senator Bernie Sanders vows to keep pushing to hike the federal minimum wage, even if the way Democrats want to accomplish that flies in the face of long-standing Senate rules. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the sexual harassment allegations against New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo deserve a thorough and independent investigation. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed at the moment. Right now, the Dow is up about 31 points, while the NASDAQ, 56 points lower, and the S&P is down 3 points. More details at srnnews.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance. Or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1335. Rack animal list number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Not a very bright forecast for today or tonight, but things will get better later in the week, so hang on. Today, rain likely at times today and tonight. Breezy, cool, high temperature 54 today, low temperature 45 tonight. Tomorrow, the rain is gone. Not quite as chilly. Still below normal, though, with a high around 61. Thursday looks really, really nice. Sunshine, I think we'll be teasing 70 degrees, best day of the week. More sun on Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the middle 60s both days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances, you know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man, that's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In the studio with me, Eddie Bayer.
One toll over the line, sweet Jesus. One toll over the line.
Gotta love classic American folk gospel.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. Old American songbook, that's what this is from.
Lawrence Welk used to do this.
Oh, yeah. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. Ray Bowles is busy, busy, busy today.
Yes, he is.
So we'll just do the spot for him. They are locally owned and operated. That's what makes Prattville Carpet so easy to work with. They're down to earth. They understand the community, and they understand, hey, you like it when folks go the extra mile. So they'll do a free in-home consultation. They'll come to you for free with samples, measure. It's for them and for you, so you can understand, hey, what it's going to cost you, understand what they need to get the job done. Just call them at 285-8117. That is the number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Of course, you can stop by their showroom at 2201 Cobbsford Road there in Prattville. And whether you're looking for brand-new hardwood flooring, like traditional hardwood or laminate, maybe luxury vinyl, ceramic tile, they have it all there at Prattville Carpet. And be sure to say hi to Terry.
Yes.
He loves us. We love Terry.
We do love some Terry.
What is that, a Scottish accent that fellow's got on him?
If it's not Scott, it's Crop.
Yeah, he's great. Terry's fantastic. So is Ray. So is the entire team. So check him out today. Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. Whether you're looking to redo the kitchen, maybe the bathroom, maybe change out from carpeting, old kind of dirty, musty carpeting. Get nice new hardwood floor laid down.
Or a nice backsplash.
Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. When you call them up, be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. There's been an audible, so Kim Williams will probably join us tomorrow.
Okay.
But for now, let's go to the phones and talk to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Hi. I want to tell you something real quick before I forget.
Mm-hmm.
You and Eddie make a great team. And I just wanted you to know that I appreciate Eddie being there because he brings out your playful side and he makes me smile when I hear y'all carry on.
Well, that's fantastic. You're kind of breaking up, Debbie. Are you hearing this too, Eddie?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I am hearing a cracking sound on my end. I have ever since I was put on hold. Do you want me to call right back?
Yeah, call back.
Call back, please, Debbie.
Back.
Okay, I'll call right back.
Thanks, honey.
While we're waiting on Debbie to call back, you said Mitt Romney's got a black eye?
He's got a black eye. Apparently he passed out somewhere, became unconscious, fell down, and woke up with a black eye.
Let's see if this is Debbie back. Hey, Debbie.
Yes.
Much better.
Much better. Did you hear that Mitt Romney has a black eye?
No,
yeah, and he
who
claims
gave it
it's,
to him?
Yeah, well, he claims it's from, like, passing out in the shower or
I think
something.
In the shower, yeah. Flower Child sent it to me. Then she also sent me a picture of many, many leaders we have with the same black eye. It's like,
wow.
She said it's the black eye club.
Maybe it's a fun
oh,
club.
Oh, my goodness.
There. Ooh, Joey, now you can be on.
Do you remember Harry Reed?
Yep.
Wasn't it Harry Reed?
Oh, yeah, that was his gym equipment.
yes, it was. Wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you know that that's the two things that will control us is fear and guilt. And, you know, the black eyes might bring fear. It might help.
Yeah. Well, also, you
keep them in line.
Wives control you too, Debbie.
Oh, well, they use fear and guilt.
Very true. Mothers, for that matter, bring on the fear and guilt.
Oh, yes. I'm an expert in that one.
Yes.
But I was going to say, Joey, I really feel for you when it comes to what you're talking about with Jack. And, Jack, I hope you get well soon, hon. But, yeah, at least they let one person in now. But when my father went in March of last year, he had pneumonia. I couldn't get in. I couldn't talk to anybody. He couldn't get to the phone because he was all tied up with all these hoses and such. And, you know, it's very stressful when you can't even get a doctor to talk to you to tell you what's going on. I was very upset. So I could imagine the frustration of people who cannot go in and check on their loved ones. It's just heartbreaking.
Yes.
My sister-in-law, her father, was in the hospital around the same time, a botched surgery, and he ended up dying, and they would never let them in to see him. And I just don't understand all that. She feels that if she could have went in, if the family could have went in and just said, Dad, we're here for you, we love you,
yeah. They
think that may have made a difference, but they wouldn't let them. And I just don't understand how that can be okay. When you're in the hospital, especially when you don't have all your facilities, you're not thinking properly, you need somebody there to kind of watch what's going on and ask questions and get answers.
Yes, you need an advocate.
Yes, exactly. So I just don't think this is a good way of doing things. And Joey, you brought something up the other day. You were talking about how, you know, basically they're using the pandemic, to keep us in line, to control us, and all these good things. And well, you know, that's true. I just totally agree with you on that. But I want to ask you a question. You're a smart guy, Eddie. You too. When it comes to these vaccines, and help me out, please. They say it's 90%+ effective to keep you from dying. It's 60-something% effective to keep you from going into the hospital with it, correct?
It depends on the vaccine, the effectiveness. Now, it is in the upper 90s for any sort of severe reaction to the virus. It's 60-something for, I think, even getting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought it was still going to the hospital.
No,
I think, no.
And it depends on what particular vaccine. And there are some side effects, not life-threatening, but I'm sure there are always exceptions. But the Moderna one, it seems on the second dose of it, some folks are getting flu-like symptoms.
Yeah. I know some people that got pretty bad flus from the Moderna second.
But they're getting over it. And, you know, I think the trade-off is if you get the vaccine, we all go back to normal. And to see those people in authority, I mean science, to see science say, because science is embodied by just a few people with government jobs, we might still need to wear masks. And we probably that's a terrible messaging strategy.
I know. But what I was going to say on this is if it's 90-something% effective to keep you from getting it real bad and dying
and all that. Yeah.
Isn't that what we already have?
Yeah, for
most of the
general population, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not really doing a whole lot on that end. I, I just think that basically, you know, the messaging, like you said, is telling us this vaccine's really not going to work, because why do we still have to wear a mask? Why do we still have to social distance? Why do we have to keep all these things going?
Well, I think the idea is more that, hey, if we give people a get-out-of-jail card in saying, hey, I got the vaccine, I don't have to wear a mask, then all sorts of folks are going to lie about, hey, I got the vaccine. And what a shame that would be if people actually, you know, made up their own mind.
Well, I've already had it. I wonder if I can put this big sign on me saying, you know, I've already got my immunity, I'm good, if that would work.
I don't think they're going to fine us, but I think they're going to restrict some of our movement. If enough people don't get in line and get the vaccine, I really do worry that they're going to say, okay, if you want to travel, if you want to go here, you want to go there, if you want your new passport, if you want your driver's license renewed.
Well, they're already doing some of that in other countries. So,
oh, I'm sure.
So I wouldn't doubt it. And that just doesn't set well with me, because I'm not a vaccine person. I just don't. And so for me, this is just not something I want to see. And my grandson, who's 15, who's been, you know, and he's smart now. He's part of the STEM program, and he's not a dummy.
Mm-hmm.
But even he's sitting there saying, I don't want to take it because I don't know what's in those shots.
Right.
And so that's a kid of 15 that uses his brains that's saying that. And are they going to force it on him? Are they going to make him take it to go to school like the other, you know, things that they have to take?
Well, I know.
I don't know.
I know right now one of the Olympic runners from Jamaica, they have threatened him with not being allowed to come to the Olympics if he doesn't take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm fine with that. I'm not going to, I'll skip the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That is sad.
So they're kind of pushing back, or they're coming back and they're saying, well, we're not forcing you to, we're just really encouraging you to. And he said, well, that's fine, but I'm still not taking the vaccine.
I don't blame him.
I don't either.
I hope he sticks with his guns. I mean, I honestly, you know, feel for people who have situations where they have to worry about this virus. And I'm not trying to make light of it. My father and his wife, they got the shot. And, you know, that's great for people that have situations like cancers, chemo, elderly, all that. I get that. And I have no problems with that. But just don't force everybody else to do it just because you're, you know, wanting to make everybody terrified and keep us all uptight to where we're going to obey any rule that you throw out there. Give up your freedoms just because you're scared. I don't want to live in fear. I'm just not. I will continue living the best I can. And, you know, if it's time for me to go, I'm good. I mean, I hate it. I don't want to leave my loved ones hurting or anything,
right.
But
well, it's very,
I know I've got a good place.
Very stoic
so
of
right.
you, Debbie. I appreciate the call. Thank
you. Take care, Debbie.
You have a good day.
You too, honey.
272-9228. AJ.
Hey. How you doing, Joey?
Hey, you know. I'm fine.
Yeah.
How you doing,
AJ? getting better all the time.
Good.
I was listening to Debbie, and I feel for her. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about, you know, like visiting family or friends in the hospital. But if I'm lying, I'm dying. I've been in hospital a couple of times. I don't want to see anybody when I'm in the hospital. I don't feel good. I'm like, I had a good friend call me. I just got off work. I'm fixing to come see you. And I said, don't bother. I said, I'm laying here and I'm not feeling well. You going home, going about your business.
I got that sense. You know, we did a program at Catholic where we went to one of the assisted living facilities and we were assigned to like a given person that, you know, spend some time with them for an hour or two every Friday. And there was one ward, let's say, that was mostly dementia and Alzheimer patients. And there's this one guy who was conscious, and he actually was quite aware of everything going on around him, but he would not speak. And the look on his face when, like, us high school kids would show up and be like, what the hell is this? Well, I'll do it here. And the only thing that got a rise out of them is when one of my buddies, or my classmates, Kyle, would like punch or trip or kick somebody or hit somebody with the golf club. Whenever Kyle did some sort of physical violence to one of our fellow classmates, this guy, I can't remember his name, would the first time we ever saw it, he'd like chortle, if you know the word. Yeah. He thought it was hilarious. So I kind of know where you're coming from. It's like, I don't feel good. I'm not enjoying myself. Thanks for coming and looking at me at my worst.
Kind of relate with that.
Yeah.
I'm in a bad spot.
Been there, done that, man.
Yeah.
I was a mailman, and I had a old folks home on my mail route. I went in there one day, and this old woman comes up to me, and she goes, "Who opened my mail?" And I looked at it. I said, "Ma'am, this is junk mail, you know."
Right.
He said, "Junk?" He said, "I do business with these people. It's not junk." Which I had to deliver one to everybody on the mail route. I mean, it was junk mail is what it was. But she said, "No, it's not junk. I do business with these people." And I said, "Well, ma'am, a forklift probably ran into it. And, you know, it's..."
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it was.
That could have been her scratch-off win to the car dealership, though.
You may be right.
I appreciate the call, AJ.
Take care, AJ.
Take care, Joey.
Now, I love perspective like that, because it can get you down and out.
Oh, but, yeah.
There's always another angle to it. 272-9228, 272-9228. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I did not.
Well, apparently they sunk to a record low in terms of ratings.
Well, there's another channel on called Watching Paint Dry, so I went with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did I watch Sunday instead of the... Oh, I watched Marvel Endgame, Avengers Endgame, but with the audio commentary.
Oh, really?
So I just listened to the directors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I needed a little bit of an escape.
It's good escapism. And that's what I kind of use YouTube for now, especially on a weekend, just to have some downtime, just kind of lose myself in some stupid videos.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, have an escapism from the world.
Well, and I'm still winding my way through Modern Times. Now finally at Potsdam in, like, the post-war period.
Is it getting more exciting?
No, I mean, it's pretty exciting throughout the whole thing. Like, for instance, the sections on the Japanese, mm-hmm. before they decide to make war against the United States, like, all of them are like, yeah, there's no way we're going to win. Like, the emperor knew, all the top folks knew. But there were such true believers, I think it's Shinto, mm-hmm. these militarists would literally kill people if you broke the ranks, and they had also this funky way of procurement. So, for instance, I believe their naval air force assets had a budget process, and their land forces had a budget process, and it would have worked if you could have stripped the budget of the other, and the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing.
Yeah,
and the same story with Hitler, that he didn't have the industrial capacity to take on the United States, and I don't think he wanted really the United States getting the war, but he kind of had to once the Japanese caught him off guard, catching the United States off guard. So I find that stuff fascinating, how, like, you think these things are these evil geniuses thinking stuff through.
No.
It's usually systems and ideologies that are corrupt in some way, and so they make big existential mistakes. I find that stuff fascinating. And plus the ruthlessness of Stalin, the naivete of FDR, it made me see Truman in a new light. How, like, what is it? One of the secretaries there for the Soviet Union under Stalin. Anyway, the guy said, Truman, like, said, y'all aren't upholding your agreements that we talked about. And Truman said, oh, I gave him the what's what, a good 1-2 punch there. And this Russian's like, I have never been talked to in that way. Well, hold your commitments and you won't get talked to this way again. Like, really? Truman was very no-nonsense, very straightforward in that regard. But then you look at as this, you know, the mistakes of history, people miscalculating. Dean Acheson gives this terrible speech that where he doesn't mention the Korean Peninsula at all as something the United States needs to defend. Mm-hmm. That sort of gives the green light to the Korean War and China getting involved. It had all sorts of unintended consequences for all the parties involved. But one in particular, from the United States perspective, is it made the president into essentially this warrior executive. Not like he was Alexander or Napoleon out there actually in the field. The president can just declare war. It's a police action in Korea. Ever since that day, well, we saw it recently, Joe Biden just bombing Syria under the auspices of counterterrorism.
I never understood the term police action in Korea.
Right.
I never...
Well, because they couldn't declare war. Right. He tried to go to the UN. And you've seen, ever since that happened, you've seen that same trend by presidents since Truman, Republican and Democrat.
Doing war without declaring war.
So I'm liking this book. It's slow. I have the actual hard copy and the audio book. It's one of those where I'll listen as I read along.
Yeah.
Or if I need to go do some errands, I'll still keep listening and pick up reading. And it's granular and a bit much at times, but that's, you take it slow.
Who's doing the voiceover on this?
It's actually a female British actor. She does a pretty good job. Like, she does Churchill. Sounds like Churchill. Yeah. She does a Russian accent when she talks Stalin or Lenin back in the teens. Yeah. It's fascinating stuff.
One of the big things NPR used to do that I used to get behind was the Radio Reader. It was a big show out of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Just one guy did it. I can't think of his name, Dick something. And he basically started doing that program at about an hour a day. He would read a book, but it was for the blind. And it became so popular that NPR put it on its regular program, and usually at like 12:30 in the afternoon. And I would find myself, I could get to listen to parts of the book, and I'd find myself going to buy that book because I got interested in it. Love the Radio Reader.
272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour of news and views, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. Give her a call.
She forgot the donuts, so told her to turn around. Maybe come back tomorrow with donuts.
Yeah, she's going to be here tomorrow. Give Kim and her team a call at 567-4223. Whether you're looking to buy your very first home, Kim and Madeline, the team there, are great guides to the home buying process. Whether it's pre-approval letters, a lot of folks make the mistake where they start looking for homes, right? And they don't have that pre-approval. So it's like, why would anybody even negotiate with you? These sorts of things.
Right now, the market's so hot. If you don't have that pre-approval, and unless you've got that money cash in your hand, they're just not paying
attention. But you have safety checks, you've got inspections like that, you've got appraisals. Like, there's a lot to the process somebody who's never done it before may not know about, and Kim Williams can help you through that process.
Exactly,
or
right.
Say you're a current homeowner and you haven't refinanced that mortgage in a while. Kim Williams can save you so much money.
It's amazing.
Whether it's a conventional loan, a jumbo size mortgage, or maybe a VA home loan, veterans, you've earned these benefits, so why not take advantage of them through Alabama Home Mortgage? You can save hundreds of dollars a month on that monthly mortgage payment. Skip up two payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage. So skip 2 months. When you start paying again, it's lower than it was before. Incredible deal. So check them out today. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon. We come back.
One toll over the line, sweet Jesus. One toll over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toll over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market.
Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interests. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. What you chuckling about, Eddie?
My son sent me a meme about, another year. Basically, it's a march that's never ending.
Yeah.
It's been March 1st to March 1st again, Joey. We're a year later, and I don't know about you, but I'm just as unsure then as I was now.
It's like we've brought our experience in Afghanistan home. A one-year war, 20 years over.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, the war in Afghanistan, the war on terror generally. Though there hasn't been another 9/11-style attack, so that is success.
Do you think
to a certain extent.
Do you think there's a lot of the FBI and CIA involved in stopping that, or has it just been a game of chance that we haven't had anything happen?
I think there have been a lot of things that have happened quietly we haven't heard about. A lot of folks disrupted.
And that's what I hope for. I don't really want to hear every little detail because it just kind of makes you more paranoid. Just, you know, I'd rather kind of know that those people that are supposed to take care of that for us are doing their job.
272-9228, but whether it's, you know, the war on drugs, how's that going? And I think the drugs are winning.
Well, if the CIA keeps bringing them in at the rate they are, they're going to continue to win.
No, you can't be sharing that conspiracy crap here.
Oh, I've got a video of Vegas I got to show you.
How about the war on poverty? Is poverty winning still?
Yeah. A guy living in poverty, yes, it's winning very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just keeps happening over and over again. But we got to change the world for the better. We're in the United States. We got to remake the world closer to our heart's desire. We are the Christ nation, meant to sacrifice ourselves for the betterment of the world, to quote the Wilsonian era in World War I. Well, here's a report from Afghanistan. Talking about sacrificing yourself for the world, listen to this. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, otherwise known as SIGAR, but with an S, an agency that monitors U.S. spending in the country in Afghanistan, found over $2 billion in wasted taxpayer dollars in its latest review.
Two billion with a B there, Joey?
Yeah. They regularly trace the use of American funding in the country, monitoring facilities and other assets built with American money, and judging the projects based on their usefulness to the area in which they are built. This agency reports regularly finding extensive financial waste in Afghanistan, including American expenditures on unusable buildings, entertainment venues, or misuse of funds that have ended up helping opium cultivation. The United States invaded Afghanistan, of course, in the aftermath of September 11th, 2001.
Right.
Overthrowing the jihadist Taliban regime in response to its harboring of Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Right.
President Joe Biden's administration announced yesterday, it would continue the peace talks Donald Trump started. With both the legitimate Afghan government in Kabul and the Taliban, though multiple government officials hinted that Biden may not respect the Trump administration's promise to withdraw all American troops by May. The latest report, completed February the 24th, but surfacing in Afghan media Monday, studied about $7.8 billion in American money spent in Afghanistan. Quote, of the nearly $7.8 billion in capital assets reviewed in its prior report, SIGAR identified about $2.4 billion in assets that were unused or abandoned. How do you abandon $2.4 billion?
Well, if anybody can do it, U.S. government can.
Or it had not been used for their intended purposes, had deteriorated, or were destroyed. By contrast, SIGAR found that more than $1.2 billion out of the $7.8 billion assets were being used as intended. And only $343 million out of the $7.8 billion in assets were maintained in good condition. Wow. So of $7.8 billion, really about $350 million of it,
man,
went to, let's say, long-run success. The assets discussed in the study were largely buildings constructed at the American taxpayers' expense. This agency monitored 60 different assets and found many were impossible to use because authorities responsible had not invested in upkeep, resulting in broken or leaky pipes, damaged bathroom fixtures or blocked drains, dangerous water damage, structural damage to roofs, walls, or floors, and broken electrical wiring. Some of the assets reviewed showed signs of some repair in the form of improvised wiring for broken electrical fixtures. Despite the waste, most of the 60 assets evaluated were being used properly and maintained appropriately. Just more war. And then the expenses that come after war, even when you're not doing the fighting.
So how do we, do you have any idea, Joey, how we get involved with that kind of money and buildings and such going to waste?
How do we get involved? Well, you break it, you buy it, so to speak.
Well, a lot of that, I know we do a lot of rebuilding, but it's incredibly ironic that a lot of the things that we rebuild, they didn't want built in the first place. Yep. And then we hire, and we do this out of the goodness of our hearts because we are trying to nation build. We hire local contractors to do the work. They're, let's see how to put this nicely, the code of what they would build to as opposed to what the code something should be built to, they're going to build it their way, which generally is crap. If you remember, it might be a little bit before your time, but during the whole Iraq thing when we were going into Saddam's palaces, as crazy as it sounds, a lot of electrical grounds were made onto the shower heads or onto the piping in the showers and bathrooms. So you had people getting electrocuted on the regular.
Yeah.
Now, that's just a no-brainer, but that's the kind of work that you get out of that.
Oh, and here's this buried at the bottom of the story. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin hinted in remarks to NATO last month that the Biden administration may not keep its May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from the country. According to a readout of Austin's comments to other NATO ministers, he, quote, reassured allies that the U.S. would not undertake a hasty or disorderly withdrawal from Afghanistan. We are still involved in trying to get a negotiated settlement. The Taliban have not met their commitments, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said shortly before Austin's remarks. As you know, there is a looming deadline of early May, but without them meeting our commitments to renounce terrorism and to stop the violent attacks on the Afghan National Security Forces, and by dint of that, the Afghan people, it's very hard to see a specific way forward for the negotiated settlement. What a mess. And that's just Afghanistan. Legacies in Iraq, legacies in Libya, no doubt what's going on in Syria. Don't get me started on Eastern Europe or the Asian Pacific and the mess we're going through right now. You know, at a certain point, when do we run out of money?
When the pen runs dry.
You know, I think it's John Maynard Keynes who was asked about deficit spending and finance. And he said, well, in the long run, we're all dead. Well, some of us are. But you're also, you know, needing to think about your children and your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what you're leaving them, the obligations you're leaving them.
It's a mess.
Need to get our house in order, or this is not going to end up very well. 272-9228, 272-9228. Now, Tommy Tuberville.
Yes.
Now, Senator Tuberville gave his first floor speech, his maiden floor speech, and he shouts out the people of Alabama. Should we listen to this a little
bit? I wish we would.
Yeah, here is Senator Tommy Tuberville yesterday, his maiden floor speech from the well of the Senate.
Madam President, I rise today to speak on the Senate floor for the first time as a United States Senator from the great state of Alabama. I want to share some thoughts on how we can work together as a team to improve the lives of our constituents and to provide more opportunity for the next generation of Americans. But before I begin, I want to take a moment to thank the people of Alabama. For the last 2 years, I have traveled the state from Mobile to Muscle Shoals, from the Wiregrass to Lake Gunnersville, and many places in between. I talked to folks from all walks of life. Mostly, I listened, which is something we can all do better. I listened to people's hopes and listened to their concerns. I heard what they thought was going right in our country and state and what they thought was going wrong. And even after being a football coach my entire career, working day and night running for the Senate was still the hardest thing I've ever done, but I enjoyed every minute. In the end, I asked the people of Alabama to trust me with the responsibility of representing them here in Washington, and they did. It's humbling. It's an opportunity to serve my country that I respect, cherish, and will always honor. My staff and I will work hard every day to live up to that trust. Madam President, like you, my constituents sent me to Washington to represent them and to help make their lives better. I recognize we all have our differences, but we are all on the same team. We got an offense and a defense, but at the end of the day, we're still on the same team. One of the things we can do together as a team is to create more opportunity for more people. In my view, that starts with education. I've been an educator, a coach, and a mentor to young people for 40 years. I recruited 18 and 19-year-olds from all over the country and all walks of life. I saw how they lived. I was a father figure to hundreds of young men who had one or no parents. I coached young people from all backgrounds, rich, poor, and everybody in between. I mentored young people of all races, religions, and economic backgrounds. And as someone who has had the chance to travel across the country and this globe for my career, I've seen how other people live. One thing I've learned is that education is the key to freedom. The key to freedom. Freedom to live the life you want. I've seen firsthand how education can give you a leg up and a way out. It's a way to achieve the American dream. When we empower our young people with a quality education, we give them the gift of an opportunity, the greatest gift our country can give our citizens. And what I found out as a coach is that when people are given an opportunity to better themselves, they usually take it. I think I can safely say I've been in more public schools than any senator ever. Too often, I found that we are failing our young people by not providing the quality education they deserve. It's not about money. It's about people. It's about what we value and what we teach. Improving education in this country should be one of, if not the top priorities we have.
Going to pause it there because I got to hit a break, but so far so good.
Really good.
No, I think it is wise for him to focus on where he has that experience. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow. Not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday. Maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing.
If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on 231 in Wetumpka for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Riverside Chevrolet, located on 231 in Wetumpka. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We'll get back to Senator Tuberville in just a second. But first, we had J.D. call 272-9228. J.D., welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, bud.
I'll tell you what, I didn't get to hear the whole speech, but it's nice to hear somebody representing their constituents. I just hope he knows what's in store for him. You know, we'll go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room. Once again, Florida is punished for doing the right thing. They are punished for working, and they had a lot withheld from the COVID relief from them because they, oh, y'all are able to work. Y'all don't need any assistance. Mm-hmm. But they're getting dogged for working. But it's really nice to see somebody actually step up for the people that they represent. Just know that, oh, big brother up there don't like people bucking the system, and the system's pretty well set against us.
Oh, yeah. They got to have their control. It's all part of the central plan, and the cult of collectivism up there doesn't like any people breaking bad with that system. And speaking of this cult of collectivism, I just found this, J.D., Eddie, everybody out there listening, that somebody caught a photo of what it appeared like, the razor wire being removed around the Capitol. And this report said, it's a start. And it shows a picture of, yeah, some of the razor wire coming down. Well, the architect of the Capitol made a clarification. He said, well, the razor wire is not coming down. Actually, what's happening is they're replacing the current fencing with a different anti-climb fencing, and then the razor wire will go back up on the new fences once those are in place.
You know, in my book, math has always done me pretty well. 2 + 2 has always been 4. And I don't know, there's been a lot of smoke being tried to be blown up by rear end from the mainstream media.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't take a lot of thought to figure out that, well, wait a minute, you've got two hostile countries that have less than 10,000 troops, but for some reason, at the peak, we had almost 65,000 troops in a city that's already defensively fortified for a man that allegedly won an election by 80 million votes.
Right.
And it was virtual. Something doesn't sit right with me about that. It doesn't. I mean, I think he knows he didn't win. Well, actually, I don't think he knows anything. I think he doesn't know where he's at. But I think the rest of everybody up in D.C. knows he didn't win it. But, yeah, this is a whole big charade. And, you know, kudos to Tuberville for stepping up for the constituents. I hope he stays strong and remains doing it.
Well, I appreciate the call, JD.
Thank you, JD.
Hey, thank y'all.
Let's continue on with Senator Tuberville. It's almost like a foreign country up there. And, of course, Christopher Wray today testifying, saying, quote, the Capitol riot was domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law. Yeah, sure. It's not like we mock the rule of law in other ways. It's not like you would use, you know, national security surveillance powers.
No, not at all.
To undermine an incoming administration. It's not like you'd use national security surveillance powers to spy on Americans. It's not like you're calling for new domestic spying powers. A nation of laws and not men. What a joke! It's clearly a nation of men and women who are in the club. The truth is whatever the party says it is.
Yes.
If you speak certain truths, those truths are evil. You have sinned. Well, if the truth is a sin, consider me a heretic. Throw me in purgatory. Let's go back to Senator Tuberville behind enemy lines here.
That's why I'm proud to be a new member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, Pension Committee. On the HELP Committee, we need to work together as a team to do three things. First, we need to recognize that parents and teachers know how to best educate our young people in their community because we are all different. The federal government does not need to get in to tell parents in Alabama how to teach their kids.
Hear, hear.
We don't need a one-size-fits-all education curriculum.
Hear, hear.
What works in San Francisco will not necessarily work in Scottsboro, Alabama. Second, we should recognize that education takes many forms. Not every student in America needs to go to a four-year college or university.
Amen.
To ensure our country remains competitive in the 21st century, we need to promote STEM education to those students who have an interest in math and science. But to remain strong, this country also needs welders, plumbers, nurses, equipment operators, electricians, and craftsmen. These jobs with excellent pay and have excellent pay and great futures. If the Democrats want to pass a massive infrastructure bill, they need to first ask, who's going to build it? That's why I'll be looking for any opportunity to support career technical programs that prepare skilled workers. Our goal should be to restore America to a country that makes things again. And number three, we've got to start teaching our young people moral values again. That starts with putting God in prayer back in our schools. Our kids need structure, and they need to learn right from wrong. I've watched everything that has happened in education over the past few decades. From a front row seat on my sideline as a coach, it's embarrassing. As a person who chooses to spend their career in education, I now have the opportunity to say something as a United States Senator. Our young people are our number one hope for this country's future. If we don't recognize that, we're going to lose our country as we know it. As of 2018, the United States is 13th in the world for reading, 18th for science, and we are 36th in the world for math. That's unacceptable. This country was built on hard work. It was built on competition, whether it's business or individual. Education and athletics teaches you how to compete, how to grit, determination, and to work together as a team. Now you can learn everything you want from books, but if you don't learn to persevere and compete, it's hard to succeed. Some people in this country think that you are owed something simply because you live in the United States of America. This country doesn't owe you a job or a paycheck. This country only owes